Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of March 19th, 2022. My name is Rose and I'm your phenologist for this week. Sunday, March 20th marks the spring equinox. This is when the sun will pass directly above the equator and bring nearly equal amounts of day and night. We commonly call it the first day of spring. Also on Sunday, it got up to 50 degrees. On Sunday, Anna's dog was near Lake Superior where there was a little piece of ice left. Her dog ended up falling in. Karina noticed that some grass was showing up in her front yard. On Tuesday, school was canceled due to spring, ice, rain, and snowstorm. That made the roads very slick. On Wednesday, March 23rd, in the morning, Sharon noticed that the snow looked powdery, but it was really sticky. It felt almost like kinetic sand. On Wednesday, March 23rd, Cheyenne noticed that several of the trees in her yard had large buds on them. The day before that, she had noticed that there were barely any buds on the trees. On the 21st, Rose and Cheyenne collected at least 1 inch of maple sap in a large bucket from Mrs. Earl's class maple tree. Miss Jackson's class tapped their own tree on Friday, and the sap started running right away. Saturday, Drea noticed 3 geese flying above McQuadron. Miss Jackson saw her first robin in her yard on Sunday, March 20th. Also on Sunday, Gunny saw the first seagulls returning in Knife River near Lake Superior. On Saturday, March 19th, Cheyenne saw mouse tracks by her house. That afternoon, she saw the mouse and figured that it had made a hole in the wood box at her house and was living in it. On March 20th, Jonah noticed that the deer liked the salty grass in the ditches on Highway 61 from the road salt runoff. On March 23rd, Miss Earl saw tracks in her deck that looked very similar to bobcat tracks. When Jane was on a walk on Tuesday last week, she saw some big tracks in the mud and they looked kind of like bobcat tracks. They led on for about 1.5 miles, then disappeared. Miss Jackson had noticed a few flies and 1 ladybug in her house. Also, she saw a few flies outside on Sunday, March 20th, as the temperature reached 50 degrees. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.